Welcome to our show. I'm Anna.
And I'm Mike.
Today we're going to meet the Wongs again.
That's right, yes, we're going to meet the Wongs again. Because why are we meeting them again?
Because last month.
You can only meet someone one time. Hello, nice to meet you.
Because today we're going to meet Mrs. Wong.
Mrs. Wong? We met her last month. It was Mother's Day, remember?
Right.
She was excited because the kids were going to make her a big, wonderful dinner. But then, of course, there were some problems and nothing really worked out perfectly. Still, it was a nice thing to do.
So today we're going to meet Mr. Wong.
Mr. Wong.
Right.
Oh, that's exciting. All right. So meet the Mr. Wong.
Meet the Mr. Wong.
Mr. Wong's busy day.
Goodbye, dear. I'm going to work now.
Don't forget to call the plumber to fix the sink.
How come you can't call him?
Oh, I'm busy today. I have to take the kids to school, then take Grandpa to the doctor, then go to the supermarket.
Fine, I'll call the plumber.
Thanks, honey.
Good morning, Mr. Chen. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm just stopping to get a burger before I go to the park.
I'm getting breakfast, too. And then I will have a busy day at work.
Uh-oh! It's almost 9. You better rush, or you'll be late.
Rush hour!
Six. Dad wanted to save money, so he fixed the roof himself. Dad wanted to save money, so he fixed the roof himself. Doctor. The doctor gave Lisa medicine for her cold. The doctor gave Lisa medicine for her cold. Burger. The burger plays a big part in American food culture. The burger plays a big part in American food culture. Rush. Kelly rushed to the office for the big meeting at 9 a.m. Kelly rushed to the office for the big meeting at 9 a.m.
Okay, so Mrs. Wong is in the kitchen, and she's got a bit of a problem. She's trying to fix the leaky faucet. She's trying to fix the leaky faucet in the kitchen.
You don't have to do that.
That's not an easy thing to do.
We
should explain, of course, the kitchen, you know, is the room in the house where you keep your food, make food, eat food, that kind of stuff. And one of the things every kitchen will have is a sink where you have water, where you can wash your hands or wash the dishes or wash your fruit or whatever. And the water comes out of a faucet, okay? So sometimes you might also know the word tap, T-A-P. We can also use the word faucet. So it's the pipe where the water comes out. And even that thing on the top that you can, you know, open and close, turn on and turn off. Leaky means that water is dripping out of it. She wants it to be closed, but it's a leaky faucet. You have to fix that or you can waste a lot of water.
所以王妈妈到底在干什么呢？因为厨房的 faucet 水龙头一直漏水，水一直滴下来，什么东西一直渗出来，叫做 leaky。那 Mr. Wong， 那爸爸到底在哪里呢
？That's right。
爸爸到底在哪里
？Why isn't he helping to fix the leaky faucet？ it says he's about to leave for work. Oh, so this is like the morning. He has to go to work.
对啊，因为爸爸已经快要上班了嘛，所以可能没办法现在修理。Anyways, 当然因为要上班，所以先说个 goodbye. Goodbye, dear. I'm going to work now.
Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Wong, she shouts to Mr. Wong before he leaves the house, "Don't forget to call the plumber to fix the sink." All right, this is important. She wants him to call the plumber.To fix the sink, okay? To fix something is to make something work when it has been broken. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work, right? It was working fine, and then something breaks. And then you sort of put it back together. You make it better. You make it work again. That's called fix, F-I-X. We use this word a lot when we're talking about machines mm-hmm. that don't work, right? You'll fix your TV or fix your car or something like that.F-I-X, of course, is how we spell fix. The example sentence, Dad wanted to save money, so he fixed the roof himself. Oh, okay, I hope that worked out. Now, if you have a problem with something with water in your house, the person to call to fix it is the plumber.
Right.
What's a plumber?
Plumber 的话在中文当中应该翻成水电工、uh-huh. 因为我们的水电呢都是包在一起的他们是有一个执照的那么当然如果是水龙头漏水啊那你可能会请水电工来帮忙修理那么在英文当中这个修理就是 fix F-I-X 当然不可这个不是只有这个水龙头啊像是电视啊或者是车子啊只要是比较类似电器的东西坏掉的时候或是手表啊有时候你可能会自己去 fix 修理哦
Right, so of course we don't say the word, the letter B when we say the word plumber、
mm-hmm.
right? It's not a plumber, it's just a plumber So, call the plumber to fix the sink, says Mrs. Wong Mr. Wong, he sighs How come you can't call him? Oh, I guess because he's very busy So he wants to know whyMrs. Wong can't call the plumber. Why does he have to? But it's interesting. He doesn't say, why can't you call him?
Mm-hmm.
He says, how come you can't call him?
嗯，因为在英文当中啊 why 当然是一个表示为什么的疑问词。可是如果你要问对方为什么某件事情如何如何的时候也可以用 how come。不过在这里可能要特别注意 how come 后面直接加上主词。动词就不形成倒装句了所以这个时候的 how come you can't call him 虽然它是个问句但是 how come 后面会直接加主词动词对啊妈妈如果在家没事的话为什么不自己打电话
I don't know Mr. Wong could do it quite easily、
mm-hmm.
but maybe Mrs. Wong is busy too it says she looks tired and stressed okay so、mm-hmm. she's tired she didn't sleep very well stressed she's nervous she's worried about a lot of thingsShe has a lot to do, as she says. I'm busy today. I'm busy. I have to take the kids to school, then take Grandpa to the doctor,、
oh.
then go to the supermarket. So、mm-hmm. she has many, many things to do.、
Mm.
All right. One of the things, of course, take the kids to school. Oh, Grandpa must be sick. That's why he's going to a doctor. A doctor, of course, is the person you see when you're sick, when your body isn't feeling very good.They might work in a hospital, they might work in a small office or a clinic. Doctor is spelled D-O-C-T-O-R. For example, the doctor gave Lisa medicine for her cold. The doctor gave Lisa medicine for her cold. That's where we get medicine from, right?
Right.
We have to see the doctor.
嗯，像在台湾的话，我们感冒就会去看医生啦。所以对我们来说，看医生是一件很正常而且很平凡的事情。那么所谓的英文当中的医生就是 doctor。D-O-C-T-O-R. Sometimes you say doc, right?
Sometimes you
Sometimes.
Would.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but it's not, it's
not
sort
very
of a,
polite.
An informal way、
oh,
of saying、
对.
it.、Yeah.
如果说 doc, D-O-C 的话就变成比较非正式的比较口语那么比较不是那么有礼貌。
Mm-hmm. All right. So I hope Grandpa feels better. Mr. Wong hears all this. He hears how busy Mrs. Wong is and then he sighs again. Fine, I'll call the plumber. Okay, he says fine there. When we say fine in this kind of way, we're kind of saying okay or all right. All right?But we often use this when we're not really happy about saying okay.、
Mm.
Right? So it's like, fine, I'll do my homework. Fine, I'll turn off the TV and go to bed.、
Mm.
You know, it's not like you're excited. Something you don't really want to do, but you will do it anyways.
对，如果是心不甘情不愿的答应一件事情的时候，就会说 fine。因为平常我们对于 fine 这个字的认知，好像是人家在问你 how are you， 你会回答 fine，thank you。但在这里的 fine 不是那个意思，而是嗯好吧那种心不甘情不愿的意思。
Yeah. All right. So Mrs. Wong is happy that Mr. Wong will help. She says thanks, honey, and she gives him a kiss.And Mr. Wong now is buying breakfast, and at that time he sees a neighbor, an elderly neighbor. So if someone is elderly, we know it's an older person. Mm-hmm. Mr. Chen is an older man, maybe 65 or 70 years old, kind of like a grandfather age. Mr. Wong says, good morning, Mr. Chen. How are you?
蛮有礼貌的耶。
Yeah, Mr. Chen says, I'm doing well. I'm okay. I'm fine, he could say.I'm just stopping to get a burger before I go to the park. Oh, so he's stopping to get a burger, breakfast, something to eat, before he goes to the park.
不过啊，像我们刚刚讲到 fine 那个字的时候啊，我们常常都会想说，对方如果问你 how are you， 你就回答 fine， I'm fine， thank you。其实，在英文当中，如果有人问你 how are you， 好像有很多不同的方法可以回答，对不对？
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I'm okay.
I'm okay.
Not bad.I'm good.
So far so good.
So far so good.
I'm doing well.
It's all good.
对啊，所以其实有很多不同的方法可以回答 How are you?
And of course he's fine. Everyone's fine. And Mr. Chen is also busy because it said he was buying a burger before he goes to the park. Well, of course he's buying something to eat. A burger is something we eat. It's basically a hamburger. Okay, we can take the word hamburger and we can shorten it to burger.Hey, let's go to the fast food restaurant. I want to eat a burger, you could say. It's the same as a hamburger. But we also use this term for the meat part of a hamburger. Okay, that could also be a burger. It's a little confusing, but a hamburger could either be just the meat or the whole sandwich with the bread and the tomato and everything else. It's all a burger. Of course, when we're talking about the meat, that's cow meat that's kind of cut up till it's very small.And then it's made into that round shape. That's what we would call a burger. B-U-R-G-E-R. For example, some people believe In-N-Out has the best burgers in the western U.S.
In-N-Out?
In-N-Out Burger, yes. A famous fast food company in California.
Oh.
And they're famous for their hamburgers. You can't get them in Taiwan, though, so you'll have to go to California.
No wonder.
Or we could also say the burger plays a big part in American food culture.
That's right. The burger plays
a big part in American food culture. It also plays a big part for Mr. Chen, because he's eating it for breakfast. Mr. Wong says, I'm getting breakfast, too, and then I will have a busy day at work. Just then, Mr. Chen, he looks at his watch and says, uh-oh.It's almost 9. You better rush or you'll be late. Yeah, it's almost 9 in the morning. That's when Mr. Chen should be at work. So Mr. Wong quickly runs to the bus stop to go to work. Mr. Chen there, he said, you'd better or you had better do something.
就是最好要做赶快做某件事。否则的话会如何如何。所以要赶快 rush.
Right. You had better is kind of like you should.Right, you should rush, and to rush is to go quickly, right? When you're late, you will rush. R-U-S-H is how we spell that. Our example sentence, Kelly rushed to the office for the big meeting at 9 a.m. Kelly rushed to the office for the big meeting at 9 a.m. Maybe she ran, maybe she took a taxi, but she did it very, very quickly because she was late. And we're late, but we're only late to be watching part two, so let's check it out right now.
所以啊，这边的 rush 其实就是赶快怎样怎样或匆匆忙忙的意思。
I'm going to rush back tomorrow because we're going to watch the end of what happens to Mr. Wong at work. And I'm interested to know if his work day was good and if they had their faucet fixed.
对啊，重点是他到底有没有真的打电话叫那个 plumber.
The plumber, yeah.
Plumber.
Plumber.
Plumber. Plumber.
Plumber.
注意第一步发音哦。Plumber, 水电工到底会不会来修呢?
We'll check all of that out tomorrow. So we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Step by step.
You better rush, or you'll be late. You better rush, or you'll be late.
Thanks for reminding me. I have to get going now.
You better rush, or you'll be late.
I know that. Can't you see I'm trying?
You better rush, or you'll be late.
Thanks for reminding me. I have to get going now.
You better rush, or you'll be late.
I know that. Can't you see I'm trying?
大家好，我是 Evita。 大家很开心很快乐的时候会说什么呢？一定是说我是这个世界上最快乐的人了。那么你们知道英文怎么说吗？ I'm the happiest man alive. I'm the happiest man alive. 当然成为最幸福的人就要用最高级形容词来形容自己咯。所以我们可以看到 happy 变成最高级 happiest 加上 iest， 并且前面要加上 the the， the happiest man 就是最快乐的人。而在句子中我们看到最后一个字 alive， alive 形容词表示活着的。那这个字还有很多兄弟姐妹哦，先来看一下 live 这个字。首先 live 做动词用时是活着居住的意思。 For example, where do you live? Where do you live? 意思是你们住在哪呀。再来， People can live for several days without food. People can live for several days without food. 人啊可以好几天不吃不喝还是活得好好的。最后 live 还有 live， 这里有发音不同的地方吗？ Live发 I 的音的时候是做形容词用，意思是活着有生命的和现场演出的意思。虽然和 alive 有相同的字义，但是使用上大有不同哦。 Live 用以形容修饰名词， It is a live TV show. It is a live TV show. 这是现场演出的电视节目。而 The man is still alive. The man is still alive表示那个人还活着，大家有理解其中的差异了吗？那 A Plus 小聚会，下次见喽，拜拜。
Mr. Wong's busy day.
Goodbye, dear. I'm going to work now.
Don't forget to call the plumber to fix the sink.
How come you can't call him?
Oh, I'm busy today. I have to take the kids to school, then take Grandpa to the doctor, then go to the supermarket.
Fine, I'll call the plumber.
Thanks, honey.
Good morning, Mr. Chen. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm just stopping to get a burger before I go to the park.
I'm getting breakfast, too. And then I will have a busy day at work.
Uh-oh! It's almost 9. You better rush, or you'll be late.
6. Dad wanted to save money, so he fixed the roof himself. Dad wanted to save money, so he fixed the roof himself. Doctor. Doctor. The doctor gave Lisa medicine for her cold. The doctor gave Lisa medicine for her cold.Burger. Burger. The burger plays a big part in American food culture. The burger plays a big part in American food culture.
Rush. Rush. Kelly rushed to the office for the big meeting at 9 a.m. Kelly rushed to the office for the big meeting at 9 a.m.